Welcome to Resilient Faith, the podcast. Opportunities to find deeper resilience within ourselves can come when life seems most challenging. This podcast is to help you develop that resilience and connection with God. Being resilient and having power starts with faith. Welcome, friends, to another episode of the Resilient Faith Podcast. I'm Laura East, the Associate Pastor at Brentwood Presbyterian Church. I came across something on social media recently that I wanted to share with you because it really has got me thinking, and I thought maybe you would want to ponder it alongside me. This comes from Simone Soul, and she wrote this: "Not everything is going to be okay, and our assignment is to carry this truth without yielding to despair and while tending to the flames of radical hope, the kind that demands our grittiest love and biggest imagination." I'll read it again. Not everything is going to be okay, and our assignment is to carry this truth without yielding to despair and while tending to the flames of radical hope, the kind that demands our grittiest love and biggest imagination. What comes to mind for me is something that I feel like I hear somewhat regularly, which is that it's all going to be okay. And if it's not okay, then it's not over yet. That's not a direct quote, but that's just my memory of that phrasing. And maybe you're familiar with that as well, this idea that things will eventually be okay, whatever that means, whether that's in a few months or in a few years or who knows, maybe in a few thousand years, even after we're gone and there are future generations in our place. I don't know exactly, but I do feel like the implicit meaning in that has to do with the power of God to make good things happen with the messes that we as people are so very good at making for ourselves and for each other. This idea that ultimately God is at work to bring goodness out of the terrible things that come out of life. So if it's not okay now, it will be eventually, because through God's saving power, something will be resolved and healing will come, regardless of if we are able to see it with our own eyes. So what Simone says here pushes back against that in a way when she says not everything is going to be okay. But she doesn't leave it at that. She goes on, "And our assignment is to carry this truth without yielding to despair." And I think that that's so meaningful, that just because everything is not going to be okay does not mean that we get lost in despair. She goes on, "And while tending to the flames
of radical hope, the kind that demands our grittiest love and biggest imagination. So she still names the radical hope that is necessary. The grittiest love, to me, that is just a tangible love. That is a love you can chew. That is a love that you can taste and feel. And then with our biggest imagination. So even though this initial phrase, not everything is going to be okay, can seem awfully negative, actually where she leads us through is quite hopeful and really is a call. This Lenten season, we are moving through a series called Trustful, where we are exploring trust and spaces where we either struggle with trust or maybe seasons in our life where we have depended on trust, where it seems like things are so far out of our control or life just seems relentless. And so what is the trust that we are called upon to have? What is the trust that we would choose to have as we move through this life of faith? And so I think in what Simone is saying here, there is an element of trust. Trusting that God is still at work. I mean, I don't know how else to counter despair but having trust in God. I don't know how else to tend the flames of radical hope but to have trust in God. And gosh, when we look at an example of gritty love, I mean, is that not Jesus Christ right there? That is some gritty love. That dude experienced humanity and life and pain and suffering and crucifixion and death. That is some gritty love, y'all. And then, of course, resurrection. Now that is some big imagination that God has. And that is some big imagination that God has entrusted us with, that God has gifted us with. That is a blessing right there. And so I hope that even as we wrestle with this meaning of, is everything going to be okay? Maybe everything is going to be okay. Maybe not everything is going to be okay. As we wrestle with that, I hope that we can still lean on the trust that we have in a God who is with us and for us. In a God who comes to earth in the form of Jesus Christ to experience this life, to experience death, and then ultimately to conquer the grave. Let me read one last time what Simone says. Not everything is going to be okay. And our assignment is to carry this truth without yielding to despair and while tending to the flames of radical hope. the kind that demands our grittiest love and biggest imagination. Thank you, beloveds, for grappling with this phrase, for wrestling with this alongside me. Maybe we can continue to take this to God in prayer this week and see what God has for us in terms of radical hope, gritty love, and big imagination. Thank you, Simone Soul, for this writing that we are able to wrestle with today. God bless you all, my friends. Until next time, take care.
You've been listening to Resilient Faith, the podcast. Resilient Faith is sponsored by Brentwood Presbyterian Church in West Los Angeles. You can follow our church and this podcast on Facebook at BPC Team and Instagram at BPC_USA. Make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform, and thanks for listening.